Welcome to WOW 2007, the podcast. You're about to listen to Sean Wheeler, podcasting for the novice.
Sadly, I got your attention. All right, this is still going to take another minute or two to get excited about playing ball this morning. My name is Sean Wheeler. I'm the director of services and technology for the Peoria Unified School District. This is, what is the name of this conference? It changed, so I had to change the slide last time. Podcasting for the novice, okay. I am a huge fan of podcasting. So I'm here to tell you about how cool podcasting is. How many have heard of podcasting? Wonderful. How many have listened to a podcast? Outstanding. How many have made a podcast? Yes, this is good. Those of you who have made podcasts before, did you get ridiculed? Did you get ridiculed when you started doing this? They get jealous? That's good. Jealousy is good. I can deal with that one. Anybody else get ridiculed or anything?
I sound like a dork.
You sound like a dork, yes. That happens. I found out that I don't sound like a dork. I actually am.
Yeah.
I finally figured out, just get over it, and I'm okay with that now. And I actually, now that I've learned how to put pictures with my MP3s, I take goofy pictures of me. And then I send those out to the district as well with goofy hats on, just absolutely being a weirdo. And that's okay. As you go through and you get started in this, there are people who do not understand what we're doing here. And that's okay. And you may get ridiculed. They may say things that you might think aren't very nice. I've been called pod lame, pod boring, and several other things that I won't really say in an open room, but you can get the picture there. Sometimes when you do things that are new, people will just give you a bad time about it. I would love to have enough time to actually go through so everybody gets a chance to create one. We don't have that kind of time. What we will do before we're done here, I'm going to go over some basic information about podcasting, kind of give you some I might stub my toe along the way, in ways the site has got those stubbed toes. We're going to set up an account where you can actually upload a podcast before we walk out of here, and I will open up Audacity and show you the very basics of creating a podcast. Beyond that, folks, it's experiment. Talking to the microphone, finish the deal, upload it, see how it sounds, and then delete it, because I guarantee you, you won't like the first 15 that you do. Sooner or later, you're going to have to say, oh, heck, it's okay, I'm going to take care of that. Now, as we do this, there's a couple things that, I'll just hold on that. Let's just watch this slide.
School districts have spent millions of dollars over the past several years looking for the perfect tool. While we tirelessly work through the triumphs and challenges of wireless computing, handheld computers, interactive whiteboards, document cameras, video cameras, and a plethora of local and web-based software applications, all promising to increase our students' knowledge. During this same time frame, our students quietly dance past us in the hallway, sporting a simple yet elegant piece of technology hardware. Could this MP3 player be the perfect tool?
Any Monty Python fans out there? Anybody catch the joke there? Okay. Any of these things look familiar in your classrooms? Okay, a lot of these tools we have in our classrooms, or our neighbors lucky enough to have one of these. And these are great tools. I love these tools. These things are powerful. They're wonderful. And I am a huge supporter of all these tools. They're great. However, long about 2 years ago, a term popped up called podcasting. And my now-retired associate superintendent walked in with an article one day, and handed it to me, and he goes, Sean, you got to read this. And I read it on a podcast, and I kind of dismissed it, and I tossed it aside. And I kept hearing this term pop up. So finally, about almost 2 years ago, I decided, I'm going to start reading about this and figure out what it's all about. And I discovered that I was wrong. I discovered I should not have dismissed it right away, because it is probably one of the most powerful things that we can do for our classroom, powerful things we can do for our kids and staff development, general communication, and it is one of the most inexpensive things that we can actually do. And a couple misconceptions that I need to point out. Misconception number one, what is this thing I've got here with me? That's an electronic device. That's probably banned in your school too, isn't it? Yes. Because these are bad. Kids will put music on it. How dare they do something like that? T words? What's a T word? Oh, naughty word. Yeah, well, they do that anyway. So, and then this one, they put naughty pictures on it, which would be even more trouble. This is the misconception. You do not need an iPod to be a podcaster. Okay? Now, if you want an iPod, by all means, go buy one. If you want to buy one and your spouse doesn't think you need one, lie to them. Okay? I have one. I sold this to my wife. I said, I got to have this. It'll keep me from buying the stereo for the track, etc. It's wonderful. I love it. Believe it or not, I actually listen to more podcasts and audiobooks on it than I do music. And all of a sudden, this became a tool, not a toy. Because I listen to a lot of books on this thing. I joined Audible.com. It's wonderful. I listen to some very great books that I don't have time to read. I listen to what other people are doing in technology because I don't have time to read the blog or whatnot. It's portable. I can take it where I want to. And that's the beauty of the MP3 player. That's all an iPod is. How many of you own an MP3 player? Cool. How many of you own a computer? That's the part you need. Okay? You want to listen to an iPod, you can do it at your desk. It wherever you are. You want to take it somewhere else, then you need the MP3 player. That makes sense? Again, if you want one, sell it to your spouse that way. You've got to have it to be a podcaster. But the truth be known, it's our dirty little secret. Make sense? Okay. Now, as we cruise through this, some of the people that said I was pod lame, pod boring, and I don't understand the value of it, I had to come up with some things that they would use with it. So this next slide is just a few of the first things I thought about off the top of my head. Now, 2 years later, I thought about several others. You will probably think of several others as you go along. So this is just kind of get your brain cooking. Let's see what happens.
Podcasting for lectures. Let's integrate yourself baseline for interviews with external resources to offer advanced or highly motivated for distance learning to allow guest speakers to present once in many classes. To feature guest speakers from remote locations, for helping students with reading or other disabilities, to offer a rich learning environment for multilingual education, to communicate with your community, podcasting your content at their demand. Remember, if it was important enough to say to the class, it is important enough for the class to hear it again. Podcasting gives the class that opportunity. Remember, if it was important enough to say to the class, it is important enough for the class to hear it again. Podcasting gives the class that opportunity.
Anybody get the joke on that one? Okay. How many of you have students? Come on in. How many of you have students that say something like, I didn't hear that, can you repeat it? You ever hear that in your classroom? Yeah, exactly. Well, if you ask me what did I say, I'm going to say no problem. This will be available on audio for you in just a few hours. And it will be, because in my pocket right now there's a device that's with a microphone on my chest is attached to. I'm recording this. I'm going to say it again through podcasting, because by the end of the day, I'm going to be worn out. I've been talking all day. And by fifth hour, if somebody asks me what I said one more time, I have to say it one more time, Rebecca, I'm going to scream! Wouldn't it be nicer if I could say, hey, Rebecca, go home and download that, because you can hear it again and again and again. And remember, if I said it was going to be on the test, and what did he say about that object on the test, I could listen to it again. I took freshman bioscience. Took it from Mr. Brown. That's about as much as I remember about Mr. Brown's science class. I had a teacher, and his name was Mr. Brown. Got a test question on photosynthesis. Anybody know what it does? Okay. About as much as I can remember is it makes plants grow. That's what I also remembered while taking the test. If I had actually been able to listen to what Mr. Brown said, I would have been a lot better off. Because my problem at being 15, 16 years old was a girl walked by, where'd my brain go? Cute girl, absolutely. And I was there for like till 4 o'clock. Okay, focus was not a problem, it just wasn't on the topics at hand. Okay, so do we really have a need to be able to record our sessions? You betcha. How many of us have poor handwriting skills? Thank God for typewriters, folks. I cannot read what I write. I take notes in a college class, I have to go home and retype them that night because I will forget. Okay? How many have poor listening skills? What did I just say? Okay? We're all guilty of this. This isn't just children. This is the big kids too. Okay? How about that inability to differentiate important material from non-important material? You know how I did it when I was in school? If the teacher prefaced the statement with, "Pay attention, this is on the test," which usually meant to me, then I don't need to pay attention to anything until I hear the keyword, "Pay attention, this will be on the test." Okay? Sounds kind of familiar? All right. Anybody ever take a class from Fast Talking Teacher? Because I got to cover this information really quick because we got 90 minutes worth of information to go through in 35 minutes. And, hey, you are messing around over there, so you're burning time on me, and I got to keep talking very fast. Been there in that classroom? I won't ask you if you're guilty of being that teacher, but, okay. The nice thing about on a podcast, I can rewind as many times as I need. How many of you actually take notes and miss what's being said? Okay. Now, the first time I was ever evaluated by my principal, I was floored. I'm this wet behind ear 23-year-old teacher, and I walk into my evaluation, my principal said, "Now, Sean, you said blah, 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 blah." I didn't realize I said that. And he had my entire lesson scripted. That's an outstanding talent. I don't have that talent. I can barely remember what I said when I say it. Okay? And if I'm writing notes that somebody's saying something, forget about it. Because I'm usually trying to focus on writing what they said, not scripting the lesson, or scripting what they said. So for me, it's counterproductive. Now, some people work very well at that. That's not to say it's good or bad, it just doesn't work for everybody. Anybody got anybody in your class that is new to the English language? 38 years old, I still think I'm new to the English language. It's a nice thing to be able to hear it again and again and again. Does that make sense? So, to me, is there a need for this? Absolutely. And I'm not hitting this from a way you're going to change instruction in your classroom. I'm hitting this from a method to get students to hear the content the second, third, fourth time, however many times they need to hear that information for you. Are there ways you can use this with your kids? You'll probably think of a bunch of them. If you do and you're doing them, email me. I'd love to hear about them. But right now, I'm aiming this at you for you to be able to put information back out in front of your students, in front of your parents, in front of your community. Make sense? Okay. Take a look at that slide.
For those of you in the listening audience, we're looking at the memory retention slide. You'll want to see that in the podcast. That's for the people listening to it after the fact.
Okay. Anything surprise you on this? I got 45 minutes to talk to y'all. Half of what I said, you're going to forget before I'm done talking. By Monday, okay, and by the end of summer, forget about it. Okay, the first time I saw this slide, I went, "Oh, this is from 1984. That can't be any good." I was in high school in 1984. That's it. Been out of school 20 years this summer. It still scares me. It still fits. Okay. I got to go to the doctor next month. I got to have some surgery done. I sure hope that the part that he still remembers is in the 25% that he needs to do to me. Okay, think about it. That doesn't just scare me. So, is there a rationale for doing this? I think there is. Okay, would students use this? Now, I like to evangelize stuff. No shock I'm standing here talking to you, right? I saw this teacher, she's always been this early adopter, go out there, get it. She walked into my office and said, "Oh, wonderful, I got to show you this cool thing." And I started to tell her about it, she's like, "Oh." Kind of backing out the door. Nobody'd ever listen to a shot. No, my kids would never do that again. With my tail behind between my legs, I walk into my classroom where I had this 18-year-old intern working for me. He was a high school senior at Ironwood, and I started to tell this young man about what I was doing with podcasting. And he looked at me and goes, "Dude, man, like Mr. Wheeler, like that'd be like wicked cool. Like, when are you going to get this done?" I said, "Well, it's a so-and-so. I just walked out the door. Do you think somebody listen to it?" "Dude, I like when she's wrong." So I handed him my digital recorder. And yeah, he really did talk that way, so it took a while to get used to it. So I armed him with my digital recorder. Okay? This is a personal digital recorder. This will set you back $59. That's it. That's what you need to be a podcaster, by the way. Okay?
This.
I said, Brandon, I want you to go out and turn this on. So I'm gonna have this young lady, I want you to pull that button straight down. And I want you to press that record button. Right there.
Oh, the one that says record?
Uh-huh. And speak.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Outstanding. Good. Now hit stop and hit play. Thank you. Y'all hear how simple that was? She hit record, she hit stop, she hit play. The only other thing you got to do after this is get it off this device onto your computer and upload it to the server. That's like three steps. It's not hard to do. Brandon came back with me with 7 minutes of content. I'm not going to play all of what the kid said, but you need to hear some of this.
Hi, my name is John. You ever asked me? Yeah, I said, well, I got to be. What happened? Try to go through and get to use that worksheet. Get a lot of that information at what's moving. Or if you just doing homework and you forgot what you're doing or something like that, you can just go back and put to use that. Or if you forgot instructions, you can just go back and put to use that. I think you'd definitely be a very good talent. It's my great thing. So at any point during the year, do you think you might use your iPod to play your teacher's lecture? I don't know if I'd use my MP3 player, but I would definitely use my computer all the time.
Hi, my name is... I'm using it especially because sometimes just with teammates that I won't remember out because they're gone, or if I do know that, it's very...
Sound familiar to anybody? Teachers writing, saying something that was too long. How many of you ever seen a kid just toss the pencil down on their desk and go, ugh. Anybody ever see that? Yeah, that happens once in a while because they're frustrated because they're trying to write down all that information. Think about it if they could go home, play that lecture back. That one piece where the cute girl walked by me, I have no idea what the teacher said. All I heard was wah, 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 wah. Now I can go back and I can play that back again. Now it might keep my thought back to the cute girl walking by, but maybe the third or fourth time I play it through, I might actually catch what the teacher was trying to get me to understand. Does that make sense? So far, so good? Okay. You might need to get the boss's understanding what you're doing here. So when you got to go into the boss and say, hey, boss, I want to try this new thing, just kind of give them the benefits. Now, personally, if I were you and I had a boss that was a little bit rigid about letting me try new things like this, take it to your boss and say, hey, here's something I want to do with my kids. I think you should do it with me with the community. Because your principal is always trying to figure out a better way to communicate with the staff and the parents in the school. So if you can bring your principal kicking and screaming along with you, saying, here's a way you can communicate with us, because, you know, boss, we never read those emails you send to us. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just let us play it on our computer? And the same thing with the community, because newsletters never make us home. They make great airplanes, don't they? Okay? So, tell them how it works, how it'll be used. The cost of the school is very minimal. In fact, I'm going to show you how it's almost nothing to the school. And, again, sell them on the fact that you can communicate with not only the staff, but the community as well. So far, so good? Now, how many have computers in a classroom? And you'd like to do this? How many think this guy really has horns and fangs? Why?
Students can be scary.
Pardon me?
Technology is scary.
Students can be scary. And I don't mean to offend any network people that are in the room. I actually work for the IT department, so I get away with saying this. A lot of those network people think those networks are for their play, not student learning. Okay, so they're a little bit ornery about loading software on. Okay, they also have shrinking budgets, and we want, we want, we want. And I'm normally a four-letter word in the building and where I work. Okay, my name's Sean. There's five letters, but they refer to me in those four-letter terms. Because I'm always pushing to help people get more information in their classroom, more tools to utilize with their kids. So, when you want to do this, you want to help the IT guy understand why you're doing this. Now, depending on the political structure of your district, you might never get an audience with this guy. And that's where your administrator can help you. If you got your administrator's buy-in, the administrator can get to this guy. and the two of you go in there and help this guy understand what you're trying to do. Have a mutual understanding of what you want to do in your classroom and have a mutual understanding of what you expect from them. Now, before we leave here, I'm going to show you how you can do this with very little load on the IT guy. He's going to install a piece of software for you and life's going to be good. You can take the rest of it outside off your school network. Okay? So, software and support. I will talk more about software in just a minute. And hosting. Does anybody in this room have a district where it requires you to keep content on district property, district servers? Anybody from Peoria in here? If you're from Peoria, yes, we have a rule. Okay. If you're not from Peoria and you do not have a rule that says it has to live on district equipment, you're going to love the next few slides. Okay? I'm going to show you how you can do this hosted for free. Okay? So, how does it work? You turn on your recording software. I'm going to turn on Audacity in a minute, and I'm actually going to ask you to tinker around with it. We don't have microphones in here, but you can kind of get an understanding of what the software looks like and go home and try this. You speak into the microphone. You save that as an MP3 file. You upload it to a web server. You update an RSS feed. Ooh, there's a nasty new term. And then you find something else to do. You're done. Now, update the RSS has an asterisk by it. The reason it has an asterisk by it is because there's an easier way today. 18 months ago, there wasn't an easier way. Today, we're going to turn it on. We're going to speak. We're going to save it as an MP3. We're going to upload it to a podcast website. We're going to find something else to do. We're done. I'm going to show you a website today. We're going to sign up for an account, and you can go home, install Audacity, and start podcasting. Okay? What's missing in that step? The RSS. Does anybody know what RSS is? What's it do?
Basically, it allows you to update automatically any new podcast or blog.
You hear what he said? It means anything that you pay attention to, a blog or a podcast, it gets updated. An RSS feed tells all of your listening devices, your podcast catcher or your blog reader, that this thing got updated automatically. Now, at the end of this, I'll show you where there's a video you can go out and check out, and it kind of gives an explanation. I will tell you off the bat, it's Peoria-centric. I work for Peoria, that's why I made it. But the content on there works just for everybody else. What do you need to get started? You need a computer. Everybody on one? Does it matter what flavor you have? Nope, sure doesn't. You need audio recording software. Audacity is my recording software of choice. Anybody want to take a wild stab? Why? It's free, and I am the cheapest person I know. Okay? How many Mac users do I have out there? Whoa. You all have a wicked cool piece of software. What's it called? GarageBand. Okay? I got a preview of PowerBook for 2 weeks. Apple loaned it to me. I got to play with it. It's 7 hours of the most boring podcast you will ever listen to. But it is from a former Mac guy, now a PC guy's perspective after not touching a Mac for 8 years. Okay? Whoa. Is that a learning curve? GarageBand is one of the slickest pieces of software I've ever played with. Now, my problem with GarageBand is you can do wicked cool loops and all these cool sound things. It requires talent. Y'all, I don't have any musical talent. I put the loop in. It did kind of cool things. But, you know, if you don't have the sound good, you got to have some talent. Now, some of you have untapped talent. I tap mine. I am still talentless. I'm back to my PC on Audacity. Okay? Only limitation I have with GarageBand. Does anybody know what the limitation on GarageBand is? You need a Mac to use it. That is true. That's actually not the limitation I'm looking for, though. There is a time constraint on it. You've got a 60-minute time constraint on the length of your podcast. Okay? Most of us don't teach any longer than that anyway, so it won't be a problem. But if you want to do another type of podcast, something longer than 60 minutes, that is a limitation to it. What else do you need? You need to have a microphone. Okay? You can have the headset style, so you can put the headset on, boom, bring the boom down, and you can be Madonna at your desk. Okay, you're tied to about 6 feet on that. You can use a wireless. Now, not thinking outside the box, I bought a wireless microphone system, the same type you use for a camcorder. Works very well. Plugged it into the audio import on my computer, put the lav mic on, and I wandered around my classroom, it worked dynamite. Really, really nice device. Okay? $150 price tag on that one. So it worked. I got a very nice microphone on it, and I can use it on my camcorder. So this is an okay deal. Walking Christmas shopping with my daughter, we went into Radio Shack and I found this little guy. Okay, I wasn't thinking outside the box. Personal digital recorder. If you buy one of these, you want one that has a port where you can plug your computer into it, because that will allow you to download the content from this device right onto your computer. This one is $59, and it will hold 16 hours worth of content. Okay, we're actually podcasting several of the sessions around here today when they'll be up online on the ASTI podcast site. Yes, ma'am. If they have some MP3 players have a microphone on, which would mean they can record. So yes, you could use that as well. So some of you may already have something that you can use. Okay. The one thing you want to find out is how do you get it back out? It's the toughest thing. iPod owners can buy a Belkin attachment and record on that as well. The handheld PDAs actually have recorders in them. There's a ton of different ways you can do this if you're just starting out. That's why I show you some of these inexpensive ways. If you want to script your lesson instead of your computer in total silence, go for it. $14, you're in business. Okay, that's with a headset microphone. If you want something you can wander around the room like I'm doing, you need that little portable device or like the camcorder microphone. If you already have something like that, give it a try. It'll work out really good for you. You need a podcast aggregator. These are really this is a tool you use so it automatically downloads to your computer for you. So when you post it up online, there's an RSS feed built into that. Your students will subscribe through iTunes if they're an iPod owner, or they can use something like Juice, or WinPodder, and that will automatically download. So if a student will subscribe to your classroom podcast, you record your class, upload it that afternoon. By the time the kid gets out of football practice, it's down there on the computer ready to listen to it again. Make sense? Okay. Notice the MP3 there is optional. If you show this slide deck to your spouse, take optional out so you can get your MP3 player. That was a joke, folks. Okay. Podcast hosting options. If you have a Windows server and you're required to keep it in-house, there is a little bit more complications to that. But I'm going to just gloss over that. If you are in a place where you have to keep it online and it's in your district, contact me. I'll help you and your IT boss understand the back-end stuff for that. Apple server is actually what we bought in Peoria. And the reason I bought that is it made it easy for us to do. And we have a requirement to do it in-house. The other two that I really, really like are GCast and Podomatic. GCast is actually put together by the makers of GarageBand. It's a free service. Podomatic, we're going to sign up for today. Again, it is a free service. This is GCast. This is what it looks like. Now, I'm not going to play this recording, but just understand that this is a recording that I picked up my cell phone, I dialed the phone number, and I talked into the microphone. Okay? Think about that for a second. What a cool way to give homework information to mom and dad. I'm walking out the door, I dial the phone number. Hi, mom and dad, this is Mr. Wheeler, and in tech class today we had the following assignments. Here are the reading assignments. This is what your child's supposed to do for homework, and this is when the test is going to be. Hang up the phone. In 10 minutes it's online, automatically. It has an RSS feed built into it, and if mom and dad don't understand RSS feeds, they can subscribe by email. It'll fire them off an email, let them know there's a new message for them to listen to. Thank God this wasn't available when I was a kid. Okay, as you can see, these are all the features you can do with this, and what's the cost of this, folks? Isn't that cool? Podomatic. It's actually my favorite, and Podomatic is actually the host of the ASTI podcast site. The reason I like this particular feature or this particular website over the GCast, this has the look and feel of a blog. So you can put your show notes in, type them in Word, whatever you use for word processor so you can make sure you get your spelling and grammar fixed up, paste it in there, upload your media to it, hit save, and this is what you'll see. You can even slap pictures in that puppy, okay? The RSS is taken care of for you. Makes it very, very, very easy for you to do so. Make sense? Okay. Now, what we're going to do at this point, we are going to set up a Podomatic podcast site. Is everybody logged into a computer? Okay. So we're going to set up a Podomatic podcast site, After that, I'm going to open up Audacity and attempt to demonstrate what this process looks like to bring one up online. Sound cool? How we doing? Okay. Launch your favorite web browser there. We're going to go to www.podomatic.com. Click enter. Now, you're going to register for this. It's going to send you a confirmation email. We'll be able to go direct into this so you can see how this works. But it's also going to require us to do a confirmation if we truly want to keep this site. So, in order to make this happen, everybody see where it says sign up? Let's click sign up. Are you ready? Can you guys do this on your own, or do you want me to walk you through it? Now, what's really cool, what Rebecca doesn't understand is she's actually going to create a podcast and she's down there live. You want to put, this is the name of what your podcast site will be, so whatever you say here, it's going to be .podomatic.com will be your address. So you can put Rebecca Hines if you wanted to, and that would make it easy to remember. Rebecca's making me feel really old, born in 1980. I remember 1980.
You can see that time. You can sign up on this one. It will still work.
Okay.
I'm sparking for this one, so it's going to be there.
That's good. That's good. Everybody looking at a similar page? No? Okay. That photo's fine. You pronounce good. we doing? Maybe you can't handle this many people trying to register at one time. Try that, hit back and then try it one more time. Close the browser and go back in then. Okay. Are we in a position where we think we can go ahead? Nope. Okay. Now, not everyone's going to actually be able to upload anything here. I want you to get an opportunity to get signed up. Come out of this piece of software, I'm going to minimize it just for a moment, and I'm going to let her play in Audacity, because Audacity is kind of fun. But before she does that, go ahead and bring it back up. I want you to notice, this is how hard this is. She's going to put a title in, she's going to put some comments, this is going to be her show notes, if you will, okay? Tags, everybody know what a tag is? Okay, real briefly, a tag is just a keyword. Remember when we used to have AOL keywords? That's what a tag is. It's kind of a similar thing. So if we're all going to go home and blog about the WOW event and we all type WOW2007 as a tag, if I searched a tag search engine like Technorati, I would find everybody's blog entry about the WOW 2007 conference. So she could actually start tagging everything with her name, the name of her classroom, whatever common tag she was using. If I search Technorati, I would find her site and your information. It is optional, but that's how that works, okay? And then she can add a picture if she wants to. And then finally, she could record directly into the computer if she wanted to do this. Now, this doesn't allow for any editing, but she could just sit down, record direct into Podomatic, and be done. I'm going to have her minimize this. And I'm going to have her open up Audacity. Audacity is on your computer under Start. Under Start. Programs. Audacity, down toward the bottom. And you can go ahead and launch this and follow along, or you can watch it on the screen, whatever works for you best. Now, you're not going to be able to get a sing into the microphone. You're not going to be able to speak in here if we don't all have microphones. But I want to point out some tools for you. Because there's really only about four tools you truly need to use here. The first thing, right up here under File, it looks like an I-beam, doesn't it? What does an I-beam do in Word? It allows you to place the cursor somewhere else on the screen. That's what's going to happen when she starts putting content on this. It's going to allow her to move her starting point. Okay? The next tool over there is called an Olivo tool. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate what that does today, but I'll give you an idea. It allows you to put music in and then fade it out. Does that make sense? Really fun, really neat tool, and I encourage you to experiment with that. The one right below that is a time shift tool. And this tool allows her to take content and shift it down a little bit farther in line. Now what's going to happen in a minute, I'm going to have her speak in the microphone a couple times, and we're going to see stuff starting to appear here. This is non-linear recording software, okay? Anybody in here ever use Movie Maker or iMovie? Can you move content around and reorder it? You can do that here. The only difference is you don't see little faces, you just see squiggly lines for sound. Make sense? Okay. The other tool that she needs to know about is the record button. It's the big dot right here in the middle. She needs to know where the stop button is, that's the square, and the play. The rest of it's pretty self-explanatory, right? So, I'm going to have her put the... Pardon me?
No, the big dog.
And we're going to put the mic in front of her. And let's see, she's going to hit the record button. And she's going to speak.
Hello, welcome to the WOW conference.
Okay, hit start. Now, she's going to hit play.
Hello, welcome to the WOW conference.
Good. Now, I started talking about right here, didn't I? So she's going to take that I-beam, and she's going to click right about here and just highlight and drag across.
Okay.
Yeah, that's close enough. No, the other way. There you go. And hit your favorite key on the keyboard is the delete key, right? Delete that. See ya. Now, she's going to take her pointer, move it back to the front.
Do I drag it?
No, just click. And play.
Hello, welcome to the WOW.
That's okay. Now, she's going to record some more. So I'm going to have her hit the record button again. It doesn't matter because we're going to move. So go ahead and hit the record button. Nope, that one. A little more than that.
Hello.
Man, we need an exorcism over here. He's like all over the place. Okay, how many want to put that? That sounds like your classroom, doesn't it? Now, that would be fun. Just put the first podcast out there like that, and that's what you guys sound like to me when you're all talking at the same time, right? So, problem is, we need to time shift this. I need to move this down a little bit. I need to move this down a little bit. Make sense? So, she's going to grab that time shift tool for me. This one, right? Can't you tell that one? It's right here. And she's going to come down here in the second track. She's just going to put her pointer there, click and hold the button, and she's going to drag over a little bit, a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more. Good, stop. Okay, so what's going to happen? She's going to stop talking. We're going to have this little lower level, nothing going on here for a second. That's okay. She could trim this off if she felt like it. And she's going to move this one down as well. Good. Close enough. Go back and play it for me.
Hello, welcome to the WOW.
Wow, wow, me wow. Okay, so we've got a little bit of content in it. You want to take one more stab at this, or you just want to post this one?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to rock and roll with this. So the idea here is you get your content down on the screen, you talk, you do any kind of editing you want to do. Now, I will tell you personally, I very, very rarely edit anything. Okay, I coughed a few minutes ago. I'm not going to go in and edit that out. I say, and we all have our favorite filler words. You know what I'm saying? I just gave you my filler word. Okay, do you know how many times I say, you know what I'm saying? Or does that make sense? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay, that's my filler word. That's why I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. Okay, I didn't realize that until I started listening to some of my own lectures. Ooh, I have my own filler words. Okay? Forget about it. You say it in live class. Say it in podcast. It doesn't matter. If you sneeze, someone says bless you, all you have to do is say excuse me and keep going on. If you get thirsty, stop and take a drink of water and keep talking. Don't worry about the editing part. You're going to make yourself crazy. You can worry about it. Okay? David Warlick told me last year, he says, my band teacher when I was a kid, Sean, told me to be true to my media. And I listened to what he said. I like that, David. I'm going to be true to my media. I'm not editing out anything. Okay? Very rarely do I edit anything out. It looks like stub my toe and I say a bad, naughty word. I might edit that one out. But typically, I don't even do that. Naughty word. Okay. So, at this point, she should technically save this project. Any Movie Maker users? iMovie users. You save a project, don't you? When you're done with tinkering and doing all the editing, what do you do to finish it?
Finish it.
Yeah, I think that's the term in iMovie, isn't it? Okay, you render it. It's actually the technical term for that. You render it out, make a brand new file. In this case, she's going to render this out and make an MP3. To do this, she's going to go up to File. We're skipping the project saving part here. And do you see where she has the ability to export as an MP3? She's going to select that. And it's going to give you a little warning. That's okay. And she's going to give us a place to live. I'm going to throw this on the desktop for me.
and give it a name.
Wow.
Now, anybody ever seen this thing before? You've seen these, you don't realize it. This is where it plays the artist and then the album and all that good stuff down the bottom of Media Player or iTunes. This is optional. Your country? Okay, cool. I thought it was kind of funky myself, but hey, that's all right. This is optional. She doesn't have to put all this stuff in, but she can. I'm going to have her skip over it for now. She's going to click OK, and it's going to go boom. See a little blast that went by the screen? That rendered. Okay? I will tell you, if you're doing a 30, 40-minute podcast, that might take up to 10 minutes. Go get something to drink, come back, and you'll be ready to go. Now, she's going to minimize this for me. And we now have a file called WOW.mp3. This is her podcast. Okay? What does she need to do next? She's uploaded. So down here, I believe she was loaded into Podomatic, second one over. And so what she needs to do is put a little comment in here for us. Okay. And we don't want to record, we want to import. So she's going to select import. And she's going to select import again. And now she's got to go find the file. So she's going to go to browse. And she's going back to her desktop. There it is. Okay, and she hits post episode. And just click yes there. And let's skip all of this. Because this is actually how you can email it out to everybody. So you'd actually email all your students. Hey, class is online. Listen to it again. By the way, the one thing I never mentioned, how many of you have 100% attendance every day? Anybody at the nurse? Counselor? Bathroom? Okay. And do you love what they come back and ask you?
Yo, did I miss anything?
I always said, no, Sean, we've just been sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting for you to come back. So have a seat, we'll get back out of class. I am a smart aleck, but that's okay. All right, we're going to skip through this part, so we're just going to... for your case, let's go back. Let's just go to my account here. Right up here in the top. Okay, and I want you to click on my podcast. Up on the... And she's going to see her podcast. Let's see, my podcast page right here. And you notice what her address is. It's Becca Hines. Go ahead and just close that little bar there. And you see that she scrolls down, there's her WOW. She could play it right from here. Okay? And... she can play it right in the browser. Go ahead and close that for me. I want to show one other thing. Mm-hmm. And you notice as she scrolls down here a little ways, she's got the ability to subscribe to this podcast using an RSS feed with iTunes, Google, Yahoo, Newsgroup. All of that hard, nasty work was done. Now, folks, last summer I taught a podcasting class in Peoria. The process to upload it in Peoria at that particular time was a 3-day class. Audacity takes about an hour to learn how to run. Okay? An hour. The other 14 hours were the process of getting it online. The things that made people say naughty words were the RSS feeds. Did that look difficult for her? Pardon? What if it's a video podcast? How does that work? It complicates it a little bit. You still have to deal with the video part. Okay, outside of the video part, posting it's the exact same way. I do not know for sure if Podomatic accepts MPEG-4 videos right now. You'll have to read about it on their website to see if they do that or not. I don't remember if they do. Okay? All right, how much time do I have? 6 minutes. Okay, cool. Let's give Rebecca a big hand. Okay, now, what... what Rebecca's going to have to do, and everybody else who's actually able to finish out the registration process, you will see an email. It talks about you need to click on this link to validate this. Otherwise, your site will disappear for you. I want to show you how to find some information on podcasting. You still have a browser open? Okay. I want you to type podcast.peoria.ud.k12.az.us. podcast.peoria.ud.k12.az.us. Everybody got that? peoriaud.k12.az.us. podcast.peoriaud.k12.az.us. And we'll redirect it to some other wild-looking stuff. On this page, ladies and gentlemen, there are a whole bunch of links for you to check out. One of them is up at the top, Education Podcast Network. That is run by David Warlick. That is educators like you and me who have posted our podcasts on there. If you're curious what somebody else's sounds like, go out and listen to some of them. There are some dynamite podcasts out there. Anybody a math teacher in here? Do you think podcasting would lend itself to math? Absolutely. I didn't think that could until I listened to a guy named Dan's Mathcast. And Dan talks. Well, so did my math teacher. Half the time, he talked this way. And I was paying attention. I listened to Dan's podcast. I closed my eyes and sat there. I saw him drawing it on the screen, on the board. It worked, okay? There's also sections to all sorts of good stuff. I am going to allude to a couple other things here. How many think it's cool to have music on your podcast? Be careful, okay? There's places out here for pod-safe music. Make sure the music you have is pod-safe music. That means it's by the publisher, said it's okay for you to put it on their podcast. You do not want to get into a contest with the RIAA. You will lose, okay? Magnitudes is also a wonderful one to check out. Down at the bottom of this page, ladies and gentlemen, there's some directions for Audacity software, and there's instructions on how to install it to your home machine. This is on a PC. It's probably slightly different on a Mac if you choose to do so. I will give you the dirty secret of Audacity. Audacity is free. That's a good thing. It will save as an MP3. That's a good thing. But you have to install something called a lame encoder. Don't let the name freak you out. Okay? It's a two-part process. You download Audacity, install it, you download the lame encoder, and you have to put the DLL in the Audacity file and let Audacity know about it. How many got freaked out just hearing that? That's good. Okay? If that freaked you out, I want you to click on this document right here and download the directions. It will walk you through the process of installing that on your PC. Okay? It's not hard. Those are step-by-step instructions. Okay? Also on this handout, you can find my, I think my email address is on there, right? Okay. If you need help with this, you email me. Pick up the phone and you call me. If you think I'm kidding, try me. Okay. I am on a mission, ladies and gentlemen. I want to change the world. I want to change education one person at a time. Are you going to be that person? Maybe. Okay. This has power. Okay. I want you to be successful. I will help you. Please understand I get 200 emails a day. It might be a day or two before I get back to you, but I will respond. If you lose this piece of paper, all you need to remember is Sean Wheeler. You can Google me. I'll give you a hint. There's three Sean Wheelers that will pop up on the screen. Number one, I have all my teeth. That makes me not the hockey player. The second guy is a bodybuilder. Kind of rules that one out, doesn't it? I'm the third guy. Okay? Pardon me?
Good-looking one.
I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah.
I also am a practitioner of podcasting, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not up here just preaching it. I actually live this. Tomorrow afternoon, I will sit down on my computer. I will do a podcast called Adventures in Podcasting. It is a weekly experience and bi-weekly in the summer of my experience with trying to help people understand what podcasting is, mostly specifically to Peoria Unified School District, but you will all be stars with my podcast this weekend because I'll say, I stood up at the WOW Conference and I had a huge group, which by the way, thank you for showing up today, this is wonderful, and I'm hoping they're going to be podcasters, and if you do a podcast, would you please send me an email, let me know that you're doing this and you're making a difference. Yes, ma'am.
Today I want to do a podcast for my class. One of my podcasts is reading them a story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like copyrighted?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Did you hear her question? If she reads the story into the microphone so her kids can listen to it again, is that going to be a copyright violation? Absolutely. Okay. Can you get away with it? Maybe. I'm not going to say try it. I'm going to say it is a copyright violation. You'll have to work out how you deal with that one. Okay? Sometimes if you contact the publisher and ask them for permission, explain to them what you're trying to do, they may allow you to do that. Yes. Definitely those guys. Yes.
This is a podcast.
My podcast?
The one for the class.
It will be a little bit longer than that, but it'll be probably on sometime tomorrow. Podcast, ASTEPodcast.podomatic.com. It's actually inside your guide for this conference. Yeah, you've got an email for the wiki space. I'll also have a link to it in this wiki space for this class. But ASTEPodcast.podomatic.com is where you'll find this one. And it'll also be on that link there because I'll post it on Peoria's site. Yes? No. Roger kind of rocks. Yes? Thank you, folks. Say it again to me.
For classroom,
it's just a link to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Rebecca put that on, it gave you said that permalink. Did you see that? If you click that permalink, that's for that particular entry, and you could actually place that on your website. Okay. What I would recommend is you don't even go through that much trouble. Put a link to your Podomatic podcast site on there because your newest podcast will always be the one on top. So you just get mom and dad to be used to go on there, to go to your website, they click that link, they go to your podcast site, or better yet, to just subscribe and they're in good shape to automatically come out for you. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Radio Shack, $59.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
I'm writing books, children's books on science, and so I go out and take pictures and stuff like that.
And if you're writing the book, then you have the option to allow people, or you can even read it in and make that part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that gives value added to that.
Yeah. So leave it. Leave it.
Hey.
Pleasure to meet you, Isabel
Thank
Doyle.
You. Nice to meet you.
I just started podcasting with my kids, and I'm all for it. I'm one of those people that I tell anybody and everybody about it.
Outstanding.
So I'm going to definitely contact you because I've decided to make this as my podcasting with students and student engagement as my thesis for my master's.
Cool.
Project. So
I like to read that when you're done with it, too.
Yes, and one thing that you mentioned was the copyright issues, so that's kind of something I'm going to need to work around.
On that web, same Peoria site,
uh-huh.
The main Peoria site, under departments, libraries, there's a link to a copyright a copyright site. There's about 18 pages worth of copyright material. It's the most comprehensive thing we've ever done in Peoria. Okay. And I also have a PowerPoint that I put together for us to use in the district.
well worth your time to look at it. You can get bit in a keister hard.
Yeah, and one thing I've been starting to do with a kid that I've noticed, my students are really reading more, or they want to read more because they want to record themselves responding to text and saying, oh, I love this part because...
And you think about it from an aspect, if you just record the kid, even if it's a textbook, you can record, I'd have to go back and look at the copyright law on it, but you can record a snippet of that. But you think about that for fluency.
Yeah.
And so you're teaching me to read, and you record me in September, October, November, December, etc. And then you just lay that out there. So
that's
I can
exactly
hear as a student how my fluency is improving. Plus, that helps mom and dad actually understand and see the growth.
My kids from February to now, those kids that were not interested in reading, they're reading Harry Potter. They've been doing their recording. They're putting the GarageBand clip and scripts and all that. And they've raised like 20 points.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the good stuff.
And it's cheap. $59. The rest of it's already on a computer.
Thank you.